This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The list of losers on Wall Street today, the very worst performing of all American stocks out there, was led by ticker symbol BBY. Shares of Best Buy were down from the first sound of the opening bell all the way to the close, a 28% decline after reports of lousy holiday sales. It's just the latest in a long line of big box retailers that have run into some trouble. So we asked Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith to take a look at what's going on out there in the retail economy.
10 years ago, big box stores were the titans of retail. Small businesses were shutting their doors left and right because they couldn't compete with the likes of Costco, Best Buy, and Target on price and selection. Laura Kennedy is an analyst for Kantar Retail. She says the tables have turned on big box stores. They're now trying to figure out who their customers are and struggling to find them.
I think Seth Meyers made a joke on Saturday Night Live that
Toys R Us announced this week that its stores will remain open for 87 straight hours leading up to Christmas. Not to be outdone, the internet announced that it will be open all the time, always, forever.
E-commerce accounts for around 6% of the retail economy. That number is growing fast, but if retail titans like Best Buy go down, it's a problem, says Brian Yarbrough, a consumer analyst at Edward Jones.
They do $45 billion in revenue, so it is a big deal, and retailers are realize they probably overexpanded and made the box too big over the years. When they close, it's not good for the economy.
The biggest issue? Jobs. Yarbrough points out big box stores employ thousands of people, from sales clerks to store managers. Still, he says, many of those jobs will migrate along with our shopping habits.
You might lose a few people in the stores, but a lot of these retailers are ramping up hiring around systems and software and things, distribution centers. And I think that net-net, there's probably not a ton of job losses.
Adding to that, big box stores are becoming economic small potatoes, says Chris Christopher, a consumer economist at IHS Global Insight.
They're becoming less part of even the retail space, so they are becoming less important, and they also are struggling just because a lot of consumers are sort of saying, hey, I don't need that extra item.
Christopher says the economy has improved, but the average household has about 8% less income than it did before the recession. That gives another edge to online retailers, which can charge less for items because they don't have to pay for the big overhead of a big box store. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.